Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Coming up on today's show, comedian Brian Bates. It's coming up right after this.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores and even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Mike Toomey is our guest. So how'd you get here? Did you drive, fly, take
pitch
the bus?
In for gas money.
Yeah, we pitched in. I've had to take a Greyhound which is, to me, still the worst experience of my life was doing it because the drivers tend to not want to shut up. I don't know if you've ever been on one or if you blocked it out of your mind completely, but you're pulling out and this is 3:00 in the morning, home from Cleveland. It's like, welcome aboard Greyhound bus number 1117. We should be arriving in Chicago approximately 10:30 a.m. The bathrooms are located in the far rear of the bus if you have to use them for any reason. Also, the smoking mug, would you shut up? You know, you think you can fall asleep. Like 45 minutes later, you know, you do that thing where you're not sure if you slept or not, and you wake up and he's like, because marriage is a big step.
That's right.
Yes, that's how that.
That's right.
And six hours later, still talking. You know, you wake up. Trick or treating was always fun by my house. Said, we all never seemed to get none of the candy we wanted. We was always hoping for stuff like Snicker bars and peanut butter cups, Whoppers and Junior Mints, Snow Cap, Raisinet, Goober, Slowpoke, Milk Dud, Butterfinger, Baby Ruth, Kit Kat, Lemonhead, Red Hot, Smarties, Sweet Tart, Ike and Mike, Good and Plenty, Good and Prudy, Starburst, Now and Later, Tangy Taffy, Wacky Wafer, Bottle Cap, Big Buddy, Bubs, Teddy, Sour Bar, Jolly Rancher, Marathon, Milky Way, Free Musketeer Bar, Hershey with Nuts, Chunky with Raisins, Chuckles, Bitter Honey, Payday, Zagnut, Powerhouse, you get the idea. That's pretty much.
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
We have a special guest in the studio. It's the one, the only, Brian Bates.
Hello. Hello. Brian. My phone's not working.
Brian, turn them up right there
to
your right.
Up. There's a little knob there.
There you go. We're live. Radio. It's crazy.
There's a lot going on.
And you got to talk right into that microphone. Sorry.
Yes, ma'am. She is the news director.
Yeah. Yes, she does. Right. She'll
boss you around. There's no getting around it.
You just got to deal with it.
Nice to see you, Brian.
Bossing you around.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Yes.
So what have you been doing? Changing oil in the car? You've been hanging out?
Yeah.
Where are you from exactly?
Nashville.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah,
born and raised in...
Just outside of Nashville, Lebanon, home of Cracker Barrel.
Oh, yes.
How did you feel about the logo change? Are you probably up in arms? You're irritated?
I didn't care. I know that's great radio, but really killed that, didn't I?
Brian, you're 53, married?
Lost? Yep. Are you lost yet?
I got lost coming here.
That'll happen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We're in the woods.
Like, where am I going?
It's confusing.
And you have a young kid, right?
I do. Yeah. I have a 3-year-old daughter.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so you waited a little bit.
Well, now, Christy has some thoughts on that.
Okay.
What do you mean I have thoughts on that?
Well, you and I stopped having children.
At a normal age.
At a normal age.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. People love to ask why, you know, they overanalyze it. Because it was our first child. Uh-huh. I was 50 years old, we had our first child, and they're like, was it a calling from God? Was it a midlife crisis? And the truth is, we just need a caregiver.
Oh,
it's as simple as that.
Yeah. That's a good move.
And we didn't want to have kids when we were young because if we live to be really old, they'll be old too. They won't be able to take care of us. We wanted a 50-year head start.
That's nice.
But I watch her with those baby dolls. I'm like, why don't you try putting an adult diaper on just to see if you could do that?
Boy, that's love, isn't it?
Yeah.
Knowing you're looking at that person and thinking, you're going to change my diaper one day.
Oh, I don't want to think about that.
I mean, we treat her like any other child. She can go to any nursing school in the country she'd like.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
Are there other challenges with being an older parent? Because I'm 47.
And you don't have any kids?
I don't have kids, but I'd eventually like to.
Yeah, there's a lot. Well, young parents don't understand the challenges that old parents have. Like parties, we can never go to parties anymore because we can never find a babysitter. And the young parents are like, oh, just let her stay with the grandparents.
Not a problem there.
I'm like, okay, I'll just drop her off at Harpeth Hill Cemetery. And, they won't mind.
Yeah. Now,
my mom's still alive, but she's 81, so we ain't letting her stay with her. My mom's got some old school remedies.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She's like, put a piece of parsley between her butt cheeks to cure the hiccups.
No, we're not.
I'm going to try that. That's some of that old folksy remedies that I really like, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you been married a long time?
No, I got married. That's the real reason why we had kids so late in life. I've only been married for 5.5 years.
Oh, okay.
So I do everything late. So we got married late in life. And people have, we dated and it didn't work out. And we reconnected 11 years later.
Oh.
Wow.
On Match.
Huh.
And people think that's some romantic story now. Like, oh, it was just the timing right. And you knew God's plan. And we're like, no. We both thought we could do better.
Realized we couldn't.
And then got back together 11 years later. We're like, we're going to put a tourniquet on this. Stop the bleeding. It's the best thing the one of us is going to do.
Does your daughter, who's 3, does she realize that you know, her mom and dad are a little older than her friend's moms and dads? Or
we try to hide that from her, but she's starting to catch on now. She's getting more. My daughter's first words were,
that is Drew, our buddy Drew Hastings, stand-up comedian. His son, because Drew was 60 something when
late 60s,
and his son when he first started to talk, like 2 or 3 years old, every time he would stand up he'd go
that's what people do, like
dad does.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, her first sentence was, I think I pulled something.
They don't keep you young. That's great. I'm happy for you.
That's what I'm here. That's what I hear.
Pat, how old were you when your son was born?
52.
Okay, yeah.
Whoa. All right.
Yeah.
Well, I was 42 when my last child was
born.
Whoa.
Yeah. I mean, that's old for a woman.
It is old for a woman.
That's old for anything.
I wouldn't even date somebody 42
years old,
let alone.
Boy,
what?
I wouldn't give you a second look at 42. What are you talking about? Am I right on that, guys?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
no.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Christy, what do you got over there?
Yeah.
Hikers who climbed a Colorado mountain were treated to more than just a sweeping view.
A Coors Light?
No, but it's that's Colorado. A good guess.
That'd be nice. Yeah.
Nope, it was a man doling out frozen snacks.
Huh?
Really?
Yep, a guy wearing an ice cream cone costume. Was
this man
at the top.
Is not to be trusted.
How about they spend all week climbing and you get to and there's a guy selling ice cream.
He offered hikers. He didn't, you know, he was giving them away.
Man, what am I, in a David Lynch movie? What is this guy?
He offered hikers ice cream sandwiches once they reached the 14,000 foot summit.
What took you so long?
Members of a Facebook group for people dedicated to climbing the state's 14ers called him a hero, with one declaring him a legendary ice cream man.
Weird.
Yeah.
You got to hike back down, though, and then you got a tummy full of ice cream. Wouldn't that dairy kind of get you on the way down?
I don't know. Well,
if you're lactose intolerant. Yeah. Do you tolerate lactose?
I don't think that I do. It just makes me fart a lot, but I persevere through adversity. You know, I believe in myself. I'm not going to stop myself from a few farts.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. And I do like ice cream sandwiches.
Yeah, man.
Organizers say that this was meant to highlight joy, community, and a bit of whimsy in the outdoors.
All right.
Yeah.
Odd, though. Yeah, I'd be terrified if all of a sudden you looked over and there was a man dressed as an iced cream cone.
Yeah, like, how long had he been up there?
I don't know how long he'd been up. That's a great strange. Question.
Well, they're trying to make a 14,000-foot climb sound like something. Everest is like twice that high.
Have you climbed 14,000 feet?
Oh, I do it all the time.
Do you? Yeah. Okay. All right.
That's how I warm up.
Ah, you deserve that ice cream sandwich.
I do.
Speaking of dairy, a British farmer has produced the world's most expensive milk at more than $17 a pint.
Thanks a lot, Obama.
Strikes again, huh?
Frank Shellard runs the only farm in the UK that commercially produces horse milk. He said his mare's milk has a sweet, nutty taste and has a much lower fat content.
Maybe it has a nutty taste because it's not milk.
A hint of bleach.
You think that's right? It smells like bleach, too.
You ask this a lot. I think it does.
But I wonder, all mammals' seeds smell bleachy.
Like bleachy?
Have you smelled all mammals' seed?
Have you smelled your seed?
You know, I can safely say I've never smelled any animal's seed.
Is that true?
Not that I know of.
Well, you haven't lived.
His farm, Combe Hay Mare's Milk, has 11 mares, producing about half a gallon to 3 gallons a day to make milk, hand cream, and lotion.
Hmm. Mostly hand cream, though.
Mr. Shellard said he got the idea when his daughter's eczema cleared up with horse milk and lotion.
Wow.
Isn't that a shampoo? Horse milk or something?
Horse mane. There's a
mane and tail?
Yeah, mane and tail.
That's a shampoo.
Mm-hmm. For horses, right?
No, it's for us.
For people.
Oh, no kidding.
Mane and tail.
Mm-hmm. I don't think there's anything horse related in mane and tail.
Oh, though. It's just a weird name?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure it's horse semen.
I imagine you shampoo.
Shiny.
It makes your mane and your tail pretty. Mm-hmm.
Your tail?
Yeah.
Shampooing
you have
hair
on your tail.
Guys like you and I don't care that much about shampoo, right?
Yeah, he's looking. Brian Bates is looking at me because I'm also. Yeah, I have you
follicly challenged.
What are you calling that? Yeah, are you balding? Are you bald?
I now just identify as a bald guy.
Okay.
And now when I picture myself or when I dream, I'm not always bald.
You have a flowing hair.
You're Fabio.
But I no, it's not. It's just I had the hair that I had when I was 25. But did you start going bald young?
No, it's been a very slow progression.
Yeah, same here.
In my head, I still think, no pun intended, I still think I have a full head of hair.
Yeah. Right. So you're not, but you know you're bald.
I mean, I see pictures. I've been told.
When I see video or pictures of me, that is always, I am way balder than I think I am.
Yeah.
Even though I do now just go, yeah, I'm a bald guy.
But you look good, though.
Bald.
Oh, thanks. I'm not too worried about it.
I'll check this out on YouTube, and I say, oh, I got a bald spot in the back. Holy hell. I've never noticed that.
You guys have the best haircut for comedy, too. It's all the funniest people have that haircut. Larry David, Bill Coe.
It's a real comfort.
No, I'm trying to be sincere. Yeah.
No, I know. I know.
I'm going to go bald, and I talk to my friends, and I go, no, man, I'm not going to shave the whole head. I'm not doing the Vin Diesel thing. I want the best haircut in the world for comedy.
You're not going to go bald.
You're not going to go bald.
He already has the signs that I had when I started going bald.
Oh, really?
And his dad won't admit it, but...
No, man, because every other guy in my family went bald at like 22. I'm still holding on to this.
But when you get to be 45, 50, you will be a bald guy.
I think I've got nothing to worry about. I don't think so.
It's these points right here, just above
but
the
But here's temple. The thing. I heard that it's the maternal father.
None of that matters.
No, here's the thing. But my mom's dad,
is your mom bald?
He had a full head of hair.
Gorgeous.
When he died of a heart attack at 52. So I've got no genetics to worry about, dude. Genetically, I'm doing real well.
Yeah, medicine's got a lot better.
I say your uncle, the tall one, I forget his name, Jim or John, I'm not sure. But he has a gorgeous head of hair, right?
Yeah, man. I think I'll be okay. But if I lose it, great. I want to get rid of it. I don't want to do the... I don't like that look.
You know what? That's hair talk.
That's hair talk. Where do you lose
it? That's cocky talk right there.
You lose your mind in the beginning. Yeah.
I tell you what. Why don't you shave it right now?
No, I'm not going to shave it.
Right,
I
got
to hold on to it, man. I like this stuff. I did find a gray hair in my eyebrow, and I did cry. I shed one tear in the mirror.
Yeah, that's a tough day.
I see my mortality in front of my own eyes every day.
Mm. Yeah, we're all going to end up there.
Are you married?
I'm not married.
Yeah, see, there you go.
Yeah, got to get married before the hair
falls out.
Got to get it now.
Yeah, look at us.
Nail it down now.
Look at us.
While you have the hair.
Your hair's
Brian's
so
married, but just barely, apparently.
I mean, just from just rubbing your head, right?
There are differences. I can definitely tell I'm bald. The sun is hotter.
Unrelenting.
Cold is colder.
Yeah.
Rain is louder.
Do you wear a hat more?
In the summer, yeah.
Do you find you have to cover up your head when you're sleeping? You wear a knit hat when you're sleeping?
No, I'm not a nightcap man yet. No.
Yet. You got to get a nightcap. You got to get an old candle.
I was going to say, if you buy a nightcap, does it just come with a candelabra?
And do you get the flap in the back on those, your pajamas?
Walk around hallways. Who goes there?
Yeah, suggested phrases. Who goes there? The journal up yet? Stuff like that.
I think you look better with thinning hair than with hair. It just seems to fit you.
My mirror disagrees.
Oh, you're a handsome guy. Come on.
Hear about women going bald, although I know they do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a bad look. Yeah.
Would you ever get an augmentation? You too, Brian. Would you get...
No, I've been offered a few times and it's not for me.
Yeah?
Sure, I may try it today, yeah. Oh, okay. You mean like a toupee?
Yeah. No. I guess they're doing amazing technology with toupees.
Yeah,
you can't tell.
Well, I'm not interested.
You know who's doing the best? Chinese.
Really?
The Turkish people. Comedians are going to Turkey for a cheap implant.
People are going to Turkey for a lot of things. You got to be careful with that.
And does anybody shorten?
Go to Turkey for turkey? Do we know how their turkey is?
They don't have turkey in Turkey.
They don't?
No, I've been there. No turkey.
Also, it's like Iceland. Iceland is actually quite green.
Yeah.
It's true, and they have roast beef in Turkey.
Weird.
Yeah,
you
can get roast beef with two sides in Turkey.
Comedian Brian Bates, do you regret coming in this morning?
Where's Tom?
You probably heard a lot about us.
And, he's getting surgery. They sent me in. I'm the best we got today.
You have any pets?
I do have a pet, actually. We have a little 7-pound Maltese Poo.
Aww.
Very small, cute little dog.
Yeah.
And we had her before we had our, she was kind of like our first child. Mm-hmm. But since we've had a child, she's lately started showing some behavior issues.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
To the point where our vet said we should take her to see a behavior specialist. And he recommended this woman in Knoxville, which is about 3 hours from where we live in Nashville. He said, this woman's like a dog whisperer. She's the best there is. If anybody could help her with her issues, it'd be her. So we go to Knoxville. My wife takes a day off work, me and her, and Hazel, our dog, and so one of her issues is she started, whenever we sit down on the couch at night after we put our daughter to bed and she'll fall asleep on the couch, my wife likes to pick her up and kind of cuddle her and hold her like a baby, but lately she started growling, like seriously, like showing her teeth growling when my wife tries to pick her up. And behavior specialist said the reason she growls when my wife tries to pick her up, and I did think this was interesting, she doesn't want to be picked up. And
you're 3 hours to a specialist.
Right.
Yeah. And she said, what you do in this case is don't pick her up.
Yeah.
Problem solved.
Yeah, and then she charged us a lot of money. We drove home.
Hey, nip that problem in the bud.
You just mentioned that you kind of met Larry the Cable Guy.
All right. So our friend Reno Collier does an annual charity golf tournament every year called A Soldier's Child. Very great organization. He asked me to come play as a celebrity in the golf tournament.
Nice.
Which I'm not a celebrity or a golfer. So 0-2 there. But he convinced me to do it. And you can only imagine how disappointed my group was when they found out I was a celebrity in their group. To make matters worse, who's the celebrity in front of me in our group? Larry the Cable Guy. Now, I've never met Larry the Cable Guy. I always wanted to meet him. I go over and introduce myself. Could not have been nicer.
Yeah.
So nice. Act like we were old friends. And as I tend to do when I meet celebrities, I pretty quickly name drop Nate Bargatze, who I do a podcast with.
Mm-hmm.
So I was about to say, Nate says, you're a great golfer. Before I could even say that, he says, I'd love to meet Nate sometime. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, you've never met him? And I'm like, he's like, no. And I'm like, oh, well, we should make that happen. And I said, let me give you Nate's phone number. And he said, okay. And I said, in fact, you should come on our podcast. And he's like, I'd love that. So I'm thinking, this is great. We got Larry the Cable Guy coming on our podcast. Nate's going to be so excited. And we keep talking. And based on some of the things he said, I was like, you know what? This may not be Larry the Cable Guy.
Oh.
I'm not sure who this. I think it's just a fan who I've now given Nate's phone number, his home address, because that's where we were doing the podcast at the time. But I'm not sure. So I'm still trying to get clues and asking him things. So I finally go back to my cart. I call Nate and I was like, hey, are you friends with Larry the Cable Guy? And he's like, oh yeah, good friends. And I was like, oh boy. And I told him what happened. He's like, you couldn't recognize one of the most recognizable faces in stand-up comedy? So the rest of the day, I just avoid the guy because I'm like, I can't get near him. I might give him Nate's social security number if I keep going. So I just avoid him. I'm not sure still who it is. And I got home that night and I texted Reno and I said, hey, who was the celebrity in the group in front of us? And he said it was Cletus T. Judd, another very funny comedian.
Right.
Who acted like we're old friends.
Yeah.
Because we are. We've worked together plenty of times. We've known each other for years. So the point is, Cletus T. Judd's as nice as he can be. Yeah. And he's probably going to come on our podcast.
He's going to be on it.
I think he has.
Got the address.
Yeah, it's been the night of Nate's. And apparently I'm so racist, I can't tell the difference between two white guys. So.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Action. Next Roll is a groundbreaking podcast created and executive produced by Vernon Davis.
This is where we talk about reinvention.
The series explores the transformative journeys of athletes, artists, comedians, and entrepreneurs.
They don't just stop here. They just keep going.
Next Roll isn't about what's next. It's about why they do it, how they overcome fear, and the resilience it takes to keep evolving at the highest level.
That's what it's all about. Stay tuned.
Next Roll with Vernon Davis. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.